Okay, I'll start a little bit. First of all, we'll kind of start with the basics. And your name is Jesse Falk.
Yeah.
Is that your full name?
I never heard of middle. My right name is Jessica.
Jessica.
Yeah. D. Williams.
Jessica Williams. And where were you born?
Iosco County.
Iosco County. Uh-huh. When were you born?
1904. 12th of March.
The 12th of March. Mm. Not too far away from my daughter's birthday.
Uh-huh.
How long did you live in that area?
Oh, till 1920.
And did you grow up on a farm?
Well, it wasn't really a farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that my dad was a lumberjack.
Oh.
And I got married here in County.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here ever since. Of course, when I went to Alaska, I stayed there 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there.
Uh-huh.
That's how I got away from the basket.
Oh, when you went to Alaska, you didn't work with the baskets then?
I did take a log down there and made some baskets.
That's good. What was your family life like? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I had the one that lived. Two brothers and one sister.
Are there any living today?
No, they're all gone. Then mom had miscarried. A boy and two girls. Two girls were still born.
Mm-hmm.
And also the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom stay home?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. She didn't work then outside of the home?
No.
Mm-hmm. And your dad was a lumberjack?
No.
Okay. You moved to the area in 1920?
I moved here.
Yeah. Okay, here. All right. And you married here
yes.
in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how many children did you have? Are they all living?
No, just two boys and a girl living.
Are they in this area?
Yeah, they are. Two in this area.
Two in this area?
Yeah, one in Washington.
Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Who introduced you to making baskets? Who was the person that taught you how to make a basket?
My mother.
Your mother. And how old were you?
I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. How did she introduce you? What did she say, Jesse, come here, I want to show you something, or?
She said, you better learn how to make these baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You can start making little ones, she said. So she says, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how come I got started.
Uh-huh. And was she an easy taskmaster? If you did it right?
Oh, yeah.
If you did it wrong, what happened?
Well, she'd tear it back up and make me start over again.
So it would be better each time?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Until I got it perfect, then she says, all right, you got it now.
Mm-hmm.
The next she taught me is to bind them, put rims on them and bind them.
Mm-hmm.
From that on, well, then I learned other basic things myself.
Mm-hmm.
I watch her making baskets.
And where did your mother learn?
From her mother.
From her mother.
Uh-huh.
And did they both make the same kinds of baskets?
Oh yes. My grandma was real fancy on making baskets. She made fancy baskets. Well, mom knows how learn how to do that too.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by fancy?
Why, they make sewing baskets with covers and then put fancy work on them.
Like embroidery kind of type things? That kind
well,
of stuff?
No. See, they curl these splints a certain way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. They work on splints a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And I know some baskets do have color in them.
Oh, yeah.
And they colored their baskets too, yeah. Some of them. Did your mother or your grandmother or yourself ever make, I've read about quill baskets?
Oh, yes. My grandma did.
Mm-hmm.
Mother never had taken that up.
Mm-hmm. Is that harder?
Yes, it is hard.
Why is it harder than splints?
Well, you can get picked pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Quills are sharp. And you can make a big basket if you make small ones, about mm-hmm. that big.
What would you use a quill basket for like that?
Oh, a lot of people use it for jewelry box.
Uh-huh.
And if they make a big one, they make it out of birch bark and then trim it with quills.
For decorative purposes?
For decorative purposes. My grandma used to color all her quills.
Oh, how do you color quills?
Yeah, you boil them in this dye.
Oh. And it turns them the color
yeah,
of the dye then?
The color. See, part of it is dark. The quill is part of it is dark and the rest of it is white.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And are they woven?
Oh, yeah, they weave them. They make their design what they want. If they want to put flowers on there or whatever. They draw their designs in them and they put use quills make them thick to make pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm. And
or
all the
bows, ribbon.
And all the sharp parts then are woven in, so.
Yeah, they're on the other side of the birch bark.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. When you made baskets as a girl, what kind of baskets did you make? Were they strictly for your own use?
No, my mother sold them.
Mm-hmm.
They were small baskets and put a little handle in them. See, a lot of people bought baskets like that for children.
Mm-hmm.
Then as I went along, I'd make them a little bit bigger, made Easter baskets.
Oh.
Mom would sell my basket when she go to sell hers.
Mm-hmm. Where did your mother sell her baskets?
In Oscoda.
At a store or at a?
At a store.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd peddle them from one house to the other, you know, or uh-huh. go farm. Farming people used to buy heavy baskets.
For utility purposes, like
mm-hmm.
maybe gathering eggs or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Pack baskets.
What's pack basket?
Why, a pack basket is about that big, and it stands high, and you fix it at the top, where your rim is, you make a place in there where a strap would go.
Mm-hmm.
So that we used to put straps on them, not whoever bought the basket, you know, had to, she showed them how they put that strap on them.
Mm-hmm.
And come all the way to the bottom, to the front part of the basket. And the same way with the back part of it. So it didn't crush.
Oh, I see.
They were made heavy anyways.
They're made heavy. If, when she sold them, can you remember like an approximate price for a back? Pack basket?
At that time was not very much.
Why?
If you should buy them now, it'll cost you $50.
Uh-huh. And about that time, do you remember like
why
a price?
Why everything was so cheap,
uh-huh.
they wouldn't buy baskets
oh,
if
I see.
You ask a little higher price.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that to me here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think part of the reason could have been, were there a lot of people making them in your area?
Why, in a way there was, yes.
So you had to kind of compete then?
You have to.
Mm-hmm. I've read about a coiled basket. Do you know what those kind are?
Coiled basket.
Okay. I
didn't make anything.
You didn't make any coils. You basically made splint baskets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we made fish creels.
To catch, or to put them in?
Yeah.
Like after you caught them? Is that
yeah.
what you mean?
Oh. Yeah. Today, the men will tear them on the side.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean now.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. You don't see any handmade ones anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're all made out of reed.
What, how is, have you ever worked with reed?
No.
No.
No, you've got to keep that wet. You've got to keep it in a pan of water to make anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know how that reed is hard to handle. Some of it's why it's easy and softer. But you've got to keep it wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got into that.
As you, when your mom made the baskets, what are they made out of, actually? What is the material that they're made of?
Black ash splints.
Black ash.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she made them right from the log?
Right from the log.
And where did you get your black ash?
Why, wherever there is a swamp
mm-hmm.
or a river. But they're being all cut off now.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people just cutting them for wood
mm-hmm.
or pellets.
Did you have an abundance in the area when you were a girl?
Oh yeah, we could get quite a bit of black ash then.
When you went to gather your black ash, how many logs like did you get at once?
Oh, maybe two.
And they
but my dad would go right in the woods and stay there till he found a log out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go about three or four times around that log. You get a nice log.
Mm-hmm. What size is a nice log?
Oh, about a 10-12 inch
mm-hmm.
log, if the grain is right.
If the grain is right.
Yeah.
And how do you tell if the grain is right?
Well, you notch your tree.
Mm-hmm.
You notch it about a foot off the ground and make a big chip where you make a notch. And then take that chip out and you can see how thick the grains are.
And do you want a very firm, fine grain?
No, you don't use fine grain.
You want a wider grain?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your dad mostly get the logs?
Oh yeah, my dad was getting it when mom was living.
Mm-hmm. And then he would pound it out?
He would pound it out.
And then he would bring it home
uh-huh.
to your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Then she would get the strips?
Oh yeah, she'd get the strips. Start working on the strips.
Okay.
You trim them with a jackknife. All your work with making baskets is a jackknife and a pair of good scissors.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a pole axe and a jackknife and a pair of scissors and a draw knife, that goes with the basket making.
Mm-hmm. Those are the four items that you need.
Yeah.
Okay. If you started right from the beginning to make a basket, can you kind of give me the steps that you would use? First, you'd have to go out and find your black ash tree.
Yeah.
Then you'd cut it.
Yeah.
And, like, tell me how you would start. I found a tree here in the woods. You tell me it's just exactly what we need, so what do I have to do now?
Well, you wouldn't understand what kind of tree to look for.
Okay, but if I had you with me, and you knew, and we got the right kind of tree,
yeah.
what would we do?
Well, you'd have to cut that tree down,
okay.
measure it how long you want,
mm-hmm.
then you peel the bark off of it,
mm-hmm.
and you pound it.
Okay.
Pull the strips out, then you get it all pounded while you edge it. with a jackknife, you just kind of go along and edge it. Then you scrape it with your jackknife. Then, you need a good heavy apron.
Why do you need an apron?
Well, that's where you work. You put your splinters on your knee to scrape them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And after you do that, well, then you notch it with your knife and split the grain. After you scrape it, then you split the grain. You put them on one side for fancy work. Mm-hmm. Then you put the little thicker ones for the weaving.
Okay.
And then you cut those thicker ones at the width you want. Mm-hmm. If you weave your basket narrower splints, it makes it more sturdier. Mm-hmm. But if you weave them with wide, I've seen the basket woven half inch wide or inch wide, and they don't hold up. You could almost poke your fingers through them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how long of a log do you work with?
6 foot.
A 6 foot, and you take the bark off.
Yeah.
And you notch it at the top.
Yeah.
And then you start pounding.
Yes.
And you go, how far do you pound? The whole length of the?
No, at a foot at a time.
A foot at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Until you see the fibers kind of coming up?
Yeah.
Then you pull it up a little bit?
You pull it up. Not too far.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pound some more.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing. Be careful that it don't slip, you know. Pieces would tear.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's where your knife comes handy all the time.
And what do you do with the knife then?
What?
That keeps...
If they begin to tear, well then you bring it up.
Raise it up, okay. And then you, once you get to the end, after you've pounded and lifted, then you turn it and do...
Yeah, you turn it and do some more.
Do some more.
You can file your splints, your pound, you can file them, cover them up with a piece of canvas or an old blanket to keep them moist so they don't dry out.
Mm-hmm. Do you want your log on a piece of canvas or on some ground that it won't get dirty, so the splints don't get dirty?
Not necessary.
It's not really necessary. Okay, and how wide are these when these fibers of the trunk come up? How wide are these splints?
Oh, about that wide.
About 2 inches, maybe?
About 2 inches, or inch and a half, or 2 inches.
And as they come up, you just keep pulling them up?
Yeah.
And pounding until you get
to
the
end? You're better luck if you have them an inch and a half wide. You have better luck with splints.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they would split.
And then, if you've got those splints off the tree,
yeah.
Then you could take your jackknife and cut them down to the size you'd like.
Yeah.
And thinner ones would be for fancy work.
Yeah.
And the other would be for
weaving.
The weaving.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they have to stay moist. Do you have to, are the splints supposed to be moist when you weave them?
Not really.
Can they be dry?
Yeah, they can be dry.
Do they?
Well, you can put them in, you can put a, wrap them up in a piece of canvas, wrap them up. Maybe put them outside, not to get wet, but they draw moisture.
Mm-hmm. If they get wet, what happens if they're too wet?
Why, they're hard to work with.
Are they slippery, or why are they hard to work with?
Because they get too stiff.
Oh, I see.
They get too stiff. I never soak my splints when I make them. I try to make them up as they are, just a little damp.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was to make baskets tomorrow, I'd wrap them up and put them outside someplace, not to get wet.
But just to soak up
just the
moisture in the air, kind of. If you felled your tree and you got all your splints off, how many splints would you get from a 6-foot log?
Well, it all depends how big around it is.
Okay, if you had a good 12-inch log,
you can get about 8 strips out of it.
8 strips.
First round. And you can go to second round again.
Mm-hmm.
Until you almost get to the heart of the tree.
And then you stop. You don't use the heart part.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the heart part of the tree about?
Oh, about that big.
Maybe 2.5 inches across?
Yeah. Sometimes.
How many, if you made the basket you showed me that you repaired, if you wanted to make a basket that size, would you use all the splints from that tree?
Not on that basket. You'd have several baskets.
Several baskets. So you could make several good sized baskets out of one log.
Yeah.
Okay. So then if now you've got all your splints together and they're the right moisture that you need in them and you're ready to start to weave.
Yeah.
And you only use black ash.
Yeah.
That's the best for weaving or that's the best that
for your bottom sticks. Your bottom sticks and weaving.
And weaving, use the black ash. How, I don't know anything about making or how to start out with a basket. So you're going to have to really, you're going to have to really tell me. And we'll kind of have to pretend because we don't have anything here. But if you've got your strips in hand, how do you start? Do you sit here at the table to do it?
Yes, I lay them side by side. I lay my strips side by side. And then I weave the bottom. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell you how that bottom works.
You just have to do it.
I just have to do it.
Okay. Do you weave like in and out?
Yeah.
Up and down?
Mm-hmm.
How many strips do you start with?
Well, I use 8 and I use 11.
You start with 8 and they're across in front of you?
No, 11 in front. Go across.
Okay.
This is a long way around.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you start with 11 first or 8 first?
8 first.
Okay.
And then you put 11 on the cross.
Oh, okay. You start out with 8 this way and 11 going the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, is that a bottom? 8
that's,
and 11?
That's a bottom.
Okay.
All depends on the size you want to make.
Right. So if you wanted to make a smaller basket, you could start out with 3 or 4, maybe.
Oh, no, a little more than 3 or 4.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then, once you get them woven and you've got your bottom started, how do you start to go up to the sides?
Well, you bend them up.
You bend the splint up?
Yeah, you bend them up. Bend it all the way around. Then you take your weaving splints, starting with them.
Do you have to start a specific place?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
At the end of the basket.
At the end of the basket, like a corner or a middle?
In the middle.
In the middle. And you start to weave these splints in and out after they've, from the ones that are pushed up.
Yeah, you put about 3 of those weaving splints, about 4 of those weaving splints just so it holds it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can add on some more until you get the height you want.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right. If on the weaving splints that go around the basket, what if you start out here in the front of you and it goes all the way around but it stops not right back in front of you?
Oh yes, it'll stop there.
Oh, it will stop.
That's where you splice it.
Okay, then how do you put it together if you splice it?
Well, you just put it the way you started.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it over the other.
Oh, weave over it then.
Uh-huh, weave over and make sure you go 3 splints over and then cut it there.
Oh, I see.
Cut it in behind the splint so it don't show the...
So it doesn't show. And yet it will be secure because you've gone about 3 splints over.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you've gotten your basket up to like the height that you want it, mm-hmm. what do you do to finish it off?
Well, you put a wide piece at the top. Mm-hmm. About that wide. You put half inch wide at the top. And then you bend those splints over. Like, see, these were the ones I weaved.
Mm-hmm.
Then those are the ones you cut them thick with a pair of scissors. You cut them. And then you bend them over.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure and work your splints down.
Tight.
And then you bend these over and then you secure them on the other side.
On the inside. How tight do you want your weaving splints to be? Do you want them to be pretty tight to each other?
Oh, yes.
Because that makes it what?
Well, it makes it sturdier.
More sturdy? Okay, that's good. Are they, like, how much weight would they hold? Do you know?
Quite a bit.
Really? Can you give me some kind of example that I can...
15 or 25 pounds.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. That is a good weight. Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that most baskets that you would use, or maybe I shouldn't assume most baskets, but the baskets that you might use, would you always handle them, put a handle on them?
Some of them.
Which would be the ones you
your
would put
a handle? Your market basket and your round shopping basket, and a narrow shopping basket to put handles.
And are the handles made of black ash, too?
You can, or use white ash. But there's some, you've got to find a tree that's pliable.
The white ash tree, that's pliable, too. Yeah. And that obviously isn't done in a splinting type thing, is it?
No.
You would cut?
You would cut them and split the grain and split them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, there's where you use your draw knife. You split them, then you can split the heart part of that tree out and make them about that thick for your rims and for handles.
Mm-hmm.
Too. And then you use a draw knife. You got to have a shaving horse. You use a draw knife. There's and just make some. Use jackknife to make them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Do you stain them?
No.
Or do you, they're natural?
Yeah, they're natural.
And your baskets are all natural unless you dye?
If you want them natural, a lot of people like to have a natural basket.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you, but they're much prettier when you put color on them.
Have you used color in your baskets?
Oh, yeah, I've used all kinds of color.
How do you make the color? What do you use for color?
You take the soft water and then your dyes. I end up using Rit, but Rit is not so good.
Did you use something better before?
Oh yes, dyes, diamond dyes used to be. Or if you want to use bark, Tag Alder makes a good orange.
Mm-hmm.
And hickory nuts, you can boil them, that makes good brown.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of a weed mine used to use. Makes yellow. Your basic colors is brown, orange, yellow, and turquoise, and pink.
How do you make turquoise and pink?
Well, it's a kind of...